of Construction and Drafting. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. I was trying to get in touch with the owner, or do you, if you guys have like a CFO or somebody like that.
Can I say what it's regarding?
Yeah, it's in. It's a follow-up call. We sent out an offer a couple weeks ago for some a pre-approved financing offer. Looks like you did some financing recently, so just wanted to follow up there, see how things are going, see if you have any other financing needs. But just to like kind of introduce myself.
Just a second.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig. My name is Julian, calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to follow up with you on a couple offers that we mailed out to your business about 2 weeks ago. We have you guys pre-approved for financing based on your Dun & Bradstreet credit profile, as well as your financing history. It looks like you guys did some sort of borrowing last year. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of introduce myself, maybe see if you guys have any financing needs coming up. Does the offer ring a bell? Do you recall seeing it? We sent it a couple weeks ago.
It does not, that I recall. Who's it with again?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. I'm sure you get tons of ads and stuff in the mail.
Yeah,
so.
We do, and that's why I'm not. Yes, we are trying to run some financing right and some funding right now.
Okay, what are you guys looking to do?
Well, we have three different needs. We have one is an immediate need that we had some funding was supposed to come through, and we're looking for $200,000-$250,000, but we had a initial loan for $100,000 and it didn't come through, and so we got ourselves in a ditch, we got a short gap we got to fill here till we get some jobs done and we get some funding coming in, and then we have some debt that we'd like to get restructured where we've got multiple different pieces of loans here and there that that most of the interest rates aren't that bad, but just all of the payments kill us. It just kills our cash flow. They're all short term. We've got payments constantly, and we're trying to get somebody that will put together a package that could get us some short-term money to get us to bridge through and some long-term money to help us push some of our debt out for 3 to 5 years so we can work through this.
Okay. So the first one, you said that you kind of just need some operational cash flow until you guys collect on some projects that you have, some contracts that you have going on. Is that accurate?
Yes, we have few houses and a few remodel jobs that are going right now, and we're trying to sell into some more. We're just
nice.
In that spot where we're, yeah, the upside's great. We're just got ourselves like we're caught in mud.
Exactly. So you're trying to do some major growth this year, it sounds like. Is
well,
that right?
Yeah. I'll give you a short version. As we were doing this in 2014, I started up new in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
After the crash, I lost about $7.5 million in the.
Ooh.
I had a big development that was just done, and long story, but anyway.
Yeah.
So we started off at zero, and I've self-funded up till about 2014 out of profits, and we didn't. We did get a little bit of some private funding to help push through, but we never got enough. And we were really ready to grow in 2014, and then 2015 was a horrible. We had two major disaster here with rainfall. We had massive rainfalls twice in that same year, and our sales just killed us. We were geared to do $6 million, and we ended up doing a little under $3 million.
Oh,
so we
man.
Took a pretty big hit in 2015, and 14 was about a break-even year, even with our growth, but 15 really smacked us. So we did get some federal disaster money, which kind of offset the loss pretty much, but it still doesn't help us with our cash flow.
Okay.
So with all that being said, if, you know, it's one of them, if we were funded well, we have ability to do, you know, make $500,000 a year profit. So we've got the ability to, and I've done it. And anyway, you're getting kind of the chopped up short version, but that's where we are. And
okay.
That's because we are literally in a real big ditch right now. We got to get some funding in hand And then we really would love to find somebody that would truly partner with us, knowing that, you know, first money costs more than last money, and but profits are, you know, on the table, and it can be a debt loan or an equity loan, or it can be a, you know, we're just very, very flexible. We'd just love to find somebody that would truly partner with us.
Okay, so you're looking for some kind of financing, whether it's debt or private equity, something like that to help you guys continue business and continue to grow. Okay, so you had a rain disaster 2015. You were on track to doing $6 million, and you said, so last year, did you end up doing around $3 million in revenue? Is that right?
Yeah, we ended up doing about 2.7 or 8 or something like that.
Somewhere on there, okay.
Right, but we had done that for the past couple years in that range and had done, you know, pretty well. Like I said, we were profitable. We bought a lot of stuff because every time we needed a truck or something, we paid for it. And I mean,
nice.
We were, you know, start off, you bought a $1,000 truck, and then you're buying a $10,000 truck, and then you're buying a $30,000. You know, we did pretty good from 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And it was really just 14, we really didn't do that bad, had some growing pains, and we, you know, bought a building, so we put some money into rehabbing the building, so our profits didn't show as well, even though we had a pretty good year. Then 15 was the year that smacked us hard, and then this year's been slow coming out of the hole, just because we just are so underfunded. It's just like, it's like you're running in mud, we just cannot get going.
Yeah, just to give you some initial feedback, what you described is pretty much what we kind of specialize in with most of our customers. It's pretty much what we do is equipment financing and short-term working capital financing, which is typically like 3 to 24 months terms. So it's really meant for exactly this purpose, where you have contracts, you're growing a lot. You just need extra financing to support that growth. So generally, we can free up around 10 to 15% of your top-line annual revenue. So you mentioned you're looking for $200K to $250K, so that'll kind of fall right in line with that $2.78 million that you guys did last year. How would you rate your credit?
Mine's just under 6.
Just under 600, okay.
My personal credit is. It's, you know, we've taken a lot of hits.
Yeah, the cool thing with our programs is we base them more off of your cash flow rather than personal credit. So your personal credit plays a little bit of a role, but all we care is that it's going to help you and that it's and that you can cash flow the note. So, like, we don't look at your profit margins or how much you know you're taking home. We look at, okay, can he make these payments and is it going to help the business and put him in a better position than you were beforehand?
That's what we're trying to find, because we have band-aided it a couple times.
And it just kind of postpones the problem, really.
We need something that is going to, you know, I mean, honestly, if we, you know, we were to really say, hey, what would be wonderful? I mean, if we had $1 million investor that would come in and we would not owe any money and we'd have $500,000 in operating capital and project. I mean, that would, you know, that's what I used to be, and I want to get there again, but it's going to take me a couple years to get there. So what I at least need is somebody to come in and help me to get that amount of funds that we just need to operate well, that we don't have right now, and that's what we're trying to get.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then if somebody likes it and you guys like doing that kind of, you know, then we would look at $1 million loan or, you know, or investment. That way we can do projects, because we do projects, we do better. You know, we get to control our margins and stuff better.
Yeah. How do you guys market your business? Do you have, is it like word of mouth, or do you have like radio advertisements, or you do like online advertising?
Well, we do some of all. Right now we're not doing, you know, right now our website, we just only rebuilt our website this fall, our spring. And so it's all new, and besides that, it's mostly word of mouth here. I don't know if you know where we're at, but we're at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, so we're in a very big recreation area, and it's just tons of work. And so really all you got, it's one of those, you just got to show up, and you're going to get a good amount of work, and we do. That's one of our goals, is we react immediately. We show up for the bid. We show up for the job. We show up, and that's how we grew from zero to where we were in a horrible market, let alone that we're in a better market now than we've had here.
Yeah. Well, you're in a good position. You have a lot of opportunity, and I think there is something that we can help you with, especially with the short-term financing, because you did mention you have some long-term debt that you're looking to consolidate. That might be a little bit harder to do right now, but I think once you take care of the short-term stuff and you're in a better position, you're not trying to play catch-up anymore, then you'd be in a better position for, like, reconsolidating the long-term debt, just to give you, like, some feedback. I'm sure you figured kind of that much already.
That's why we just stated in stages, because we assume that's what's going to happen. You know, that if we can get this part, then we can get the second part, then we get project money. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
Gotcha. So 2009, that's when you started your company?
Yeah, we started. I've been doing this for 40 years. But I sold my company in Illinois in 2004 and moved down here to Lake and bought some land and about a $3.1 million piece of ground, and we developed it, spent about $3.5 million developing it, and then we had about a $22 million project that was sellable at that in 2008, and that's right when everything crashed, and we couldn't hit a more perfect time to not be standing on a piece of property in history, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I put everything into it. So within the banks, of course, the banks devalued everything. It wasn't, I mean, we only owed, you know, through 30%, but they didn't care. They said, we show no value. Developments just plummeted. So it didn't matter what our percentage was. It just, they didn't want it, period.
Yeah, it's too risky, pretty much. Okay, so let me see. So it looks like you've been doing this for a while. So you've been through a couple recessions, so you've seen the worst. So I'm pretty confident that we can help you guys get out of this kind of this situation. Have you gone to your bank already? And what kind of feedback did you get?
Yeah, banks won't. I mean, they've helped us with a little bit here and there. I got one bank that back a while back when we didn't owe anything loaned us $100,000, and you know, that help. That's really the main help we've had. And but other than that, they just won't. We need it. That's the problem. If I didn't need it, that's the only one they're loaning money to right now. If you need it, they won't even talk.
Yeah, that's kind of characteristic of the bigger banks, especially because there are a lot more a lot of regulations and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes. Okay. So let me take a look here. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
We have. In fact, I'm typing it up right now. What I have out, we have the $100,000 line of credit. I've got about three or four little vehicle loans that have got some multiple vehicles, and I've got two personal loans that are out. And then we got the federal disaster loans, which really are almost invisible. They wrote, I got 30-year loan for 4% our payment's $800 a month.
That's
so those
awesome.
Are like, you just set them aside and say, all right.
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, my kids will pay that off.
Yeah, those are like government subsidized, so that's how they get you those like super low rates.
Yeah.
Backed by like insurance companies and things like that. So let me kind of tell you what we would need to see what we can get you approved for. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your previous business bank statements just to make sure that you have constant cash flows. And then we look at your previous year's tax return just to verify that you're, of course, a legitimate business and all that stuff. Are you in, like, the negative territory in your bank statements, or have you been in negative recently?
We have not been much. We are right this minute, and that's because this funding was supposed to come through, and that's kind of what happened with part of that was we're told the funding would be in by 3 o'clock that day, and we let a couple checks go out of here, told them don't cash them until we called them, and they did, and so we do have a negative right now. But normally it'll hit once in a while just because we're in between draws. But
as far as
anything serious, no.
Okay,
we got good jobs, and the problem is our jobs don't come. We don't get paid every week.
Right.
And so we have to pay everybody every week.
Exactly.
And that's where we just don't have that lump to fill the primer to, you know, be able to push it through till ours does get here.
Yeah. When do you expect your next deposit?
We have about probably 3 weeks that we have to get through before we get to the next run of draws.
Okay, cool. So the next deposit that you see that'll get you out of the negative is in about 3 weeks?
Right, yeah. And some of what we have is by getting the funds would let us pay the bills up. Sooner
right.
we pay the bills up, we get draws to reimburse that.
Right, exactly.
And so that's where we're at, is that we either got to wait till we get done with some jobs to collect those, to then pay these bills, to then collect those. But if we had the money up front, then we start that process faster.
Yeah, it's like one of those catch-22 sort of things.
Yeah.
Craig, what's a good email to reach you at to send you the application package?
It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at csmithc.com.
Okay.
And if you go to csmithc.com or buildthelake.com, that's our website.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out, csmithc.com. Okay, yeah, I'll check that out. Yeah, I'm going to send you the application info right now. I usually have a meeting with my underwriters at the end of the day. So if you wanted to get that to me today, I can bring it up.
Well, I'll get it right back.
In
I've
my
got
meeting.
The whole file sitting here, so
okay.
All I got to do is hit send.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, it's a one-page credit application, 6 months of business bank statements, and then we need the previous year's tax return. Did you file for 2015 already?
Yeah, I've got all that. I've got last three years are already loaded.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, go ahead and send me the last 6 months, including up to date for this month. So you can actually send me 6 months previous to this month plus this month. That'll actually be the most helpful, I think. And then, yeah, I'll bring it up to my underwriter meeting at the end of the day, and I can get some feedback for you tomorrow, see what we can do for you.
Sounds fine.
Does that sound good, Craig?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, so I'll follow up with you tomorrow at some point, as soon as I get some feedback, okay? And you're going to get
right.
an email from me within the next 5 minutes or so. Just to double check, it's Craig at csmithc.com, right?
Yes. C. Okay. Smith C. Like Craig Smith Construction. Yeah. csmithc.com.
Okay, Craig. Again, my name is Julian. It was nice chatting with you. I'm looking forward to helping you out. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, appreciate your time, sir. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye. My pleasure. Take care. Bye.